Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It really is crazy how far, you know, not just women's soccer, but women's sports in general has come in the past, 15, 20 years. And we love our fans, and we hope to inspire all those young girls out there and for them to be able to watch us and look up to us. But, you know, to kind of captivate the entire sports audience is really what we're going for. And I think, this was the first time in my career that I have really seen that it's kind of goes across genders, it goes across ages. Everybody's, interested in this team, and it's been crazy.
That's Laurie Kalupny, a defender on the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team, talking about how much women's sports have changed to the point where last weekend's World Cup final set rating records in the United States for television viewership. It was quite the thing. The U.S. World Women's Cup victory, number 10 this week on the countdown, Sports Talk Radio. The quarterback who had colon cancer led the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl victory, was NFL's most valuable player in 1974. Kent Stabler died at the age of 69 this past week as well. People are talking about that. So we're here to review all kinds of information and conversation about the top 10 talk topics in talk radio. Folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Television are. I remind you of that each week because it's actually a great place for you to go if you're a follower of fashion. That's pretty much why you're listening to this program. You may want to go into their website and look around and see what's going on in the talk radio industry with the hosts and the programs themselves and the stations, because they are a major factor in decision making, and decision makers like to be on these programs. So check out the list every week. You're here for an hour to check out the list with me, counting down from number 10 to number 1, and Sports Talk Radio is in the number 10 position.
Number nine,
Bill Cosby back in the list. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to former TV star and comedian Jimmy Walker. He says Cosby was always a ladies' man, but he was shocked at the allegations that he drugged women.
We were talking about Cosby. You knew him as a comedian, and apparently, I think you said on CNN, not only was he a legendary comedian, but he was a legendary ladies' man.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think that this is one of those kind of well-known secrets in the industry.
Okay.
And I really didn't, I honestly thought that most people knew, that he was, that this was happening. I like Bill Cosby. I'm an idol of his. I mean, he's my idol.
Okay.
I've been an idol of his. But that I knew. And it was not a big deal. I mean, it was a time period where, you had the Rat Pack and all those people, and they were doing kind of the same thing. Bill Cosby probably a little more kind of on steroids of that situation at that time.
But, well, so you were surprised, and I think you said this in several accounts I've seen, that he'd resort to drugs or be using drugs as any part of this whole thing.
I was stunned because whenever I worked with Bill or I was around him, he has, as you know, a very, very great, strong personality, and women were attracted to him like flies to honey, and I didn't think that he would have any problems, which he didn't, of getting women. It was not a big deal. He had a ton of them. Then when we worked the Playboy Jazz Festival in Los Angeles, obviously the Playboy Club, and again, a ton of women, and nobody seemed to be repulsed by Bill at all. He's just a strong personality, a great comic, and I think a lot of it is his stance on being America's dad. You know, there were guys, Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, have done kind of, shaky things, but they don't have as much trouble as Bill because they never portrayed that, hey, be like me. It's almost like a be like Mike thing. And Bill was that guy. He would preach it. He would talk it. Even if he was with other women at the time, he would still preach it. He would, obviously, his act is based on that, you know, that he's this family guy.
Number eight on the review of the hot hits and talk radio this week. This is Clinton in the focus yet again. She's there pretty much every week, isn't she? Here's host Tony Katz, who talks about Mrs. Clinton's comments. She said that she's never received a subpoena, point to the fact that she never has gotten one, points to some more troubling things than just perhaps not telling the truth.
She says that she never had the subpoena. Trey Gowdy, who is heading up the House Select Committee on Benghazi, he's the chairman there, said it couldn't be more plain, and that to state that you never received a subpoena, you did get one in March. Your lawyer was on notice for months before that this committee of Congress wanted your work-related emails. Now, what's making it worse for Clinton is that her lawyer, David Kendall, responded to the subpoena on March 27th, writing that Clinton was awaiting approval from the State Department before providing them to the committee. So, if the lawyer responded to the subpoena, whether or not they sent the emails, secondary. She said she wasn't subpoenaed. That's not true. That is false. That could be categorized as a lie. And some people will go in that direction and categorize it as a lie. I'm going in a wholly different direction. I have said for a while now that I do not believe that Hillary Clinton mentally is up to the task. That when you see her as of late in any type of video, in any type of public setting, she looks lost. That when she had whatever that incident was, where she fell and hit her head while she was Secretary of State, I believe that was something that we are not being told. She's different. I may never have never liked her policies or her attitude or her style. I do not like or find decent the Clinton way. I always thought she was there behind the eyes. You know, you might argue that it was soulless, but there was something there behind the eyes. I can't say that now. And I believe she said she wasn't subpoenaed because she quite literally didn't remember. Now, it could be that you're a Clinton. There are so many subpoenas. Who could tell which one is which? I believe it's because she didn't remember. I believe it's because she can't remember. I am convinced that there is an issue at play here, which is why her handlers keep the press not at arm's length distance, but at multiple arm's length distance. Why she doesn't do interviews. And she went into the friendly confines of CNN, and not with Wolf Blitzer, and not with Jake Tapper, and not with someone who you could deem of consequence. This is nothing against the woman who did the interview, Breanne Keller, K-E-I-L-A-R, Keeler, Keller. I really don't mean to get it wrong. I just don't know how it's pronounced. I don't watch CNN. We went to a wholly unknown, and it still didn't work.
All right, so 15 past the hour. Let me take that with whatever grain of salt you would like. That's what it's all about here. You may think the same. You may differ. You can send an email to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, with your comments any old time. And the poll at DougStephan.com each week or each weekend when the countdown is on focuses on which of the top 10 talk radio topics you think is most important. They're all listed there at DougStephan.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future. keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Julie Law of Amazon.com. On July 15th, which is the eve of Amazon's 20th birthday, we're introducing Prime Day, a one-day global shopping event offering Prime members more deals than Black Friday. Prime members can shop thousands of lightning deals and receive unlimited, fast, free shipping. The deals start at midnight Pacific time, with new deals starting as often as every 10 minutes. To participate in Prime Day, anyone can sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime at Amazon.com/Prime Day. Plus, there's so much more to Prime than deals. We're also kicking off the Prime Living Photo Contest, so members can submit photos for the chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card. Just show us how Prime has helped you save time or money or have more fun. We call that Prime Living. To participate in the photo contest, go to Amazon.com/Prime Living.
Number seven.
Yes, the number seven item this week on the countdown focuses on all these technology glitches that took place last week. Hosts Mike Violette and Ken Altschuler are talking to Scott Goldberg from ABC about the unlikely coincidence of technology problems grounding United Airlines, shutting down the New York Stock Exchange, and crashing the Wall Street Journal's website.
What in the wide, wide world of sports happened on the stock exchange and at United?
Well, and at the Wall Street Journal, their website was knocked offline for a little bit. Technical issues. The computers that are taking over our lives fail us often, we know, and it looks like, coincidentally, we had three high-profile failures in one day. The FBI director, James Comey, was asked about this when he was testifying on Capitol Hill. He says, in my business, you don't love coincidences, for understandable reasons, because you obviously think it can't be a coincidence. Somebody bad is doing this, but it looks like it was just lousy timing.
Now, Scott, doesn't he sound just like your father?
I love that.
You really expect us to believe that?
Look, the stock exchange updated its software overnight, and pretty quickly, once the stock started trading, they realized not all trades were going through, and by 11:30, most trades weren't going through. They had a big problem. They had to knock it down, fix it, and with less than an hour left in the trading day, they said everything was okay, and we'll, of course, see if that holds up. United Airlines says it was a computer router problem. This is about 5 weeks after United had another computer-related issue, so it's fully within the realm of possibility, as far as I'm concerned, that United just had two recent computer failures. Then the Wall Street Journal, I don't know about that, but if the market is offline, I'm going to assume one of the most popular websites to check is the Wall Street Journal, and it could have been traffic that shut it down. So these, to me, even when I apply a healthy dose of journalistic skepticism, these seem to be plausible explanations. And throughout the entire day, we here at ABC were in touch with the SEC and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and everyone was saying, looks like it's just the computers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
So we are focused on the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, number six in position right now. The cost you're paying, and well, maybe not you, but in the collective sense, you are paying for health care. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to health insurance analyst Paul Ketchel about the spike in health care costs that we are all about to see.
The high cost of insurance is getting even higher. I mean, incredibly higher. We just talked about Chesterfield County. They're looking at a 10% increase that they're going to have to figure out how they're going to cope with. Either come up with more tax money to pay for it for all the county employees, or perhaps ask the employees to do something they don't do right now, which is contribute to their own health insurance. And, you know, 10% is pretty low compared to some of the other figures I'm hearing, Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Across the country, we're seeing the average increase somewhere between 20 to 50%. So 10%, you should count yourself lucky this year.
Well, that's probably only because they have so many members that are part of that particular policy. I have another local businessman send me a note today. His is going up 23%.
Yeah, that's probably more consistent with what you're seeing across the country. And these are very significant rate hikes. And if you look at the last 3 years, we've averaged about 20% increases over those last 3 years. And now we're getting, you know, if you take all 3 years combined, and now you're going to see another increase this year. It's pretty significant.
You know, here's a horse I hate to keep whipping, but of course we were all sold out of bill of goods here with the whole idea of health care reform and affordable health care. There's nothing affordable about these types of increases. What is leading to this?
Well, there's really two things. The first is that the risk pool of the individuals who signed up on the exchanges are not as healthy as the government hoped. A lot of experts have predicted that would happen, but what's happened is most of the people signing up have pre-existing conditions, they're complicated, and we're not getting those under 30 healthy people to sign up to help lower that cost and spread that out. They just simply can't afford the premiums, and they're not signing up. And then the second thing that's happening is the ACA has a lot of band-aided coverage requirements that plans have to offer in order to qualify to offer a health care plan. Now, a lot of those added benefits insurers had optional on their plans, and now that they're mandated to offer those, it's driving up the cost of the plan, and they're passing those costs on to the consumer in the form of these rate hikes.
And, of course, well, they pass it on to the employers. The employers pass it along to us as consumers or as employees. I'm guessing that most businesses are facing a difficult choice here. They either find a way to gut it up and pay for this, or they start requiring much, much larger deductibles than they have for their employees, or ask their employees to make contributions to a tune that they haven't had to do in the past.
Yeah, that's really what you're seeing happen is, you know, some insurance, you know, some employers who just simply aren't going to be able to afford premiums, they're probably going to pay the fine and not offer coverage, and you're going to have individuals going to have to buy on the healthcare exchange. Or you're exactly right, what's already happening in the industry is they're going to move to a much higher deductible health plan, shift a lot of that cost to the employee in order to keep their premiums in line, and the employee is going to be, you know, paying a significant amount more out of pocket than they have in the past.
Okay. I guess the question would be, in the perfect world, Paul Kent, what would be the solution to this? Because we've been, before affordable health care, we've been arguing about big increases in health care each and every year. What will it take in order to try to contain some of these costs?
Really what we need to do in healthcare, which we haven't done in other industries, is allow free market forces to work. And so, for example, like in our company in DC, we offer an Expedia-like place where you can shop, compare, and purchase medical procedures. One of our partners in Richmond area, for example, is Southside Hospital in Petersburg. And if you purchase through us at Petersburg, you can save about 70% off of buying on your own. And it's simply because you have the prices that are out there. Everyone can see them. There's free market competition. The consumer has choice. So really what's going to lower cost is not more regulation. We think it's going to be more free market choices, but can the consumer have an option on where to buy, how much they want to pay? And if you drive competition across this industry, it will be like other industries. We'll see costs come down and are starting to see that. The problem is when you have an industry that is fixed with a requirement, you just don't get to have those type of free market forces work.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. A lot of the folks listening in Portland and in Charlotte, around the Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania area, down in Texas, all over the place in California, Salt Lake City checking in, as is Southern and Northern Ohio on the Countdown. Listeners in Las Vegas and Kansas City this week, and all around Florida. Good to have you here on the weekly.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Folks at Talkers Magazine put together this list at number 10. We've gone through half the list, so let me review where we are. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio? Women's soccer, that was a big deal. Bill Cosby at number 9. Hillary Clinton at number 8. Technology problems at number 7. Number 6, the cost you're paying for health care. Some people are already checking in. You can let us know either by going to DougSteffen.com and looking at the list of the top 10 topics. Tell us what you think is the number 1 on Facebook.com/Good Day. You can do that as well. Jackie Green says for her, rising health care costs at number 1. Illegal immigration number 2. Presidential prospects number 3. China and Greece number 4. So thank you for that, Jackie Green. Susan Nelson seems to agree with that. And that's the kind of comments that we get as people review what the hot hits, excuse me, say that again, Doug, hot hits in talk radio are. All of which brings us around to the second half hour and from number 5 to number 1.
Number 5.
At number 5, the Confederate flag issue. Here are John Howell and John Dempsey talking about South Carolina voting to take down the Confederate flag that's been flying all over their state capital. The interesting thing is it's not really the Confederate flag at all. It was the Virginia battle flag. A lot of people listening to the Good Day program learned that this past week.
Woman, the lawmaker, the Republican House member from South Carolina.
Yeah, she says she was a descendant of Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real moment of emotion, and you hear that so seldom,
right,
from politicians.
Right.
This fight that went on 13 hours in the South Carolina House, mm-hmm. The Senate had dispatched for this Confederate flag bill much quicker, but the House had bogged down, and there was one Republican who was trying to gum up the works with lots of amendments and procedural things.
Right.
And this woman had had enough of it, and it is a woman that got up there, and she started very calmly saying, look, I'm a daughter of the Confederacy. My great-great-grandfather fought for the Confederacy. I'm a descendant of Jefferson Davis, blah, 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 blah. And then her emotion, just it's genuine. And you hear that so little. When all these pontificating, preachy politicians get up there, and you know it's rehearsed, and they've run it by the focus groups, and they've tested everything they say, and they just learn it verbatim, and right. They add it, and they just say it ad nauseum.
Right.
And here was a woman, an extraordinary moment in American politics.
She said, for the widow of Senator Clementa Pinckney, and Pinckney was a state senator in South Carolina who was also the pastor at that church where he and eight others were killed. She says, for the widow of Senator Pinckney and his two young daughters, that would be adding insult to injury. I will not be a part of it. If we amend this bill, we are telling the people of Charleston we don't care about you.
Yeah. And I look, again, taking down the Confederate flag, how the reaction to this crazy racist nut job lunatic in South Carolina morphed into a national discussion about the Confederate flag. I'm not quite sure.
You're
how
not
we,
quite sure?
How we got there.
So do you think that the flag should still be flying?
No. No, don't misunderstand. What I'm saying is, taking down the Confederate flag, is that going to stop the next spree shooter? Quite possibly it will spur on the next crazy racist lunatic.
But you won't have government endorsing a symbol of a group of states that try to secede from our union.
When I see the Confederate flag, I see one of two things. I see my Leonard Skinner album.
Right.
And I see a flag that was hoisted by traitors
right.
to the union. But
right.
I'm a northerner.
Right.
Now, I get if I'm sitting down having some Kentucky bourbon with a southerner, and he's trying to explain the rich heritage of everything that was pre- and post-Civil War southern culture, you know, the heritage that grew out of that culture, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I can go, I understand from your point of view why you think that flag is important to maintain in certain situations. But on a public display or on public grounds, I would think that as we evolve as a nation, as we evolve as a species, and things mean different things to different people.
Right.
Then I would say, live to win the war, not every battle. And even if I was a defender of the Confederate flag, and I'm really not, I would say that it's best to move it off the public display, public grounds, put it in the museum. You want to display it at your house, go ahead.
Number four this week on our countdown, a focus on those who would be king or maybe president. Here's host Pat Farnak talking to Steve Shepard from Politico.com about the large field and growing of Republican candidates that are all vying for the 10 spots in that first debate, which is scheduled for next month.
There are 16 announced candidates, but only 10 are going to be taking part in the first debate in Cleveland on August 6th. So how will they whittle down this big field?
Well, Fox News says that on August 4th, 2 days before the debate, they're going to take an average of all the national polls, and they are going to get to the top 10, and those 10 will debate two nights later. The jockeying now begins. We're a month away from that. Getting in the top 10, if you're at, say, number 8, you need to make sure no one leapfrogs you. If you're at number 12, you need to fight your way into the top 10, because if you're left off the stage, it really says something about your viability as people start to, this is going to be the first time people start to tune into the race.
Any candidates who are safe, pretty much?
Right now, it looks like Jeb Bush, pretty safe. Donald Trump and Ben Carson have never run for office before, but they're up there. Scott Walker and Marco Rubio look pretty safe, too. After that, it appears to be wide open, and it's going to be interesting to see some candidates, what they do to try to get in that top tier. You know, the debate is going to be held in Cleveland, Ohio. Ohio Governor John Kasich is expected to announce his presidential campaign 2 weeks from now. That could be very well timed to surge just in time to get that little bump you get when you announce your campaign and people find out who you are, to get him into the top 10, because if the debate were held today, he wouldn't be a part of the debate in his own home state.
Any candidates who you think will likely bite the dust and be bypassed?
Yeah, there are some at the bottom. You're in New York City, and former New York Governor George Pataki was governor of New York for 12 years. He's not even registering in these polls. Does not seem like he is going to be a part of that first debate. Sitting Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is also way down in the polls. His super PAC, the super PAC supporting him, is spending another $750,000 to air TV ads in Iowa. That's great. Iowa's the first state to vote when they have their caucuses next February, but the polls that are going to be deciding who gets to participate in the debate, they're national polls. Iowa's a pretty small state. It's going to be difficult for him to really register that uptick in time to qualify.
number three.
All right, let's keep moving to the top here. At number three, the focus on immigration, these sanctuary cities, a lot of controversy there. Here's host Mike Slater talking to host Roger Hedgecock about an illegal immigrant who had previously been deported five times, shooting and killing a woman in San Francisco.
I think everyone should be outraged by this, obviously. But shouldn't some people be more outraged than others? You know, but like, shouldn't La Raza be on the forefront, or other immigrant groups be on the forefront? Say, whoa, whoa, this isn't who we are. Why are you and I talking about this? It seems like more than other people are talking about it.
Great point. I mean, the people in Mexico are so upset about Donald Trump talking about the illegals coming to this country. And, of course, his broad brush is way too broad. But the point being made here is that when are they ever going to stand up against the hooligans and thugs and criminals and rapists and murderers that are among the hardworking immigrants who come to this country?
It seems like it's worse to talk about illegal immigrants killing people than an actual illegal immigrant killing someone, right? So it's worse to be Donald Trump than it is to be the actual illegal immigrant who kills someone.
That is correct. And particularly because this happened, the one you're talking about, in San Francisco, a sanctuary city. It particularly galls liberals to have a failure of their policy put up, you know, in their face this way by this guy who has admitted not only that he did kill this woman who he didn't know, just randomly shot somebody, but he also has admitted that he was back after his five times being deported. He was back in San Francisco because he knew he would never be apprehended. And in fact, when he was arrested on an old warrant for drug dealing, the sheriff's department there let him go rather than allow him to be taken into custody by ICE officers for immigration deportation purposes. It's just an amazing story.
Someone on CBS San Francisco, a legal analyst, called this woman the victim of a tragic bureaucratic bungle.
No. No, she is the victim of a tragic, stupid, unbelievably stupid policy that says, and this is the policy they have, the sheriff in San Francisco with his glib denunciation of Trump trying to get people to look away from him and to Trump. The fact is that this sheriff is being paid every year by the federal government to cooperate on holding illegals who have committed crime and then have completed their sentence. They can be held up to 48 hours. According to Supreme Court rules, in order for ICE officials to take over from there with the deportation proceedings and then to have these people deported rather than simply allowed to merge back into the general public and continue their crime spree. This sheriff cannot get away from the fact that he's being paid to do that, and yet the adoption by the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco of a policy that says, no, you're not going to do that, which he supports, and has campaigned on for sheriff, that this policy, in fact, while they take the money to enforce it, the law, they're not enforcing it, and they're deliberately not enforcing it.
All right, so that's number three. I guess that brings us around to a focus on the two biggies, and we get to number two in a matter of moments. Stick around. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Hello, I'm Julie Law of Amazon.com. On July 15th, which is the eve of Amazon's 20th birthday, we're introducing Prime Day, a one-day global shopping event offering Prime members more deals than Black Friday. Prime members can shop thousands of lightning deals and receive unlimited, fast, free shipping. The deals start at midnight Pacific time with new deals starting as often as every 10 minutes. To participate in Prime Day, anyone can sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime at Amazon.com/Prime Day. Plus, there's so much more to Prime than deals. We're also kicking off the Prime Living Photo Contest, so members can submit photos for the chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card. Just show us how Prime has helped you save time or money or have more fun. We call that Prime Living. To participate in the photo contest, go to Amazon.com/Prime Living.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy, with sweet rice puff center and candy shell, is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Number two.
At the number two position, what happened this week in, not necessarily technology, we've talked about that, but the market plunge in China. A lot of people were talking about Greece and talking about the debt in America. But here's host Barry Armstrong talking to Bloomberg financial analyst Michael McDonough about the growing financial crisis in the country of China.
I know the situation is in China is very fluid. I think I just saw something cross the ticker at Bloomberg saying that they have banned sales of stock in China. Am I interpreting that correctly?
I have not seen that headline. That would definitely be a pretty substantial move if that is true.
Yeah. What is the cause? You had a 6% sell-off last night in the Chinese markets. What's causing it from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think there was a bit too much euphoria. If you look at how we got here, I think you had the Shanghai-Hong Kong Connect that caused some euphoria in the equity markets in China. You saw a big rally, and there tends to be this herd mentality in China. Mm-hmm. You got to think about it. If you are a Chinese investor on the mainland, you really only have three options. You have your savings account, because they have a closed capital account, remember. You have your savings account, you have the housing market, and you have equities. So what you often see is a lot of money rotate from one of these sectors to the other sector. And you've seen the housing market doing pretty poorly recently. You've seen how prices coming down, et cetera, while equities were doing really well. So you had all of these reasons that you think were optimistic for the equity market. Like I said, the Shanghai-Hong Kong Connect that you think would bring more money in. So you saw that money rotate over. You eventually realize that how the Chinese stock market was trading was really uncorrelated to any fundamentals. Like, yep. You know, you have a slowing Chinese economy. Growth is right now, it looks like it could be hovering slightly below the 7% growth target. The Shanghai-Hong Kong Connect didn't have the impact that people thought it was going to have. And suddenly you realize, wait a second, this isn't as good as we thought. You start seeing some selling, and it basically, you know, ignites that herd mentality, which is causing the sell-off we're seeing today. But there is a big problem. Past sell-offs you've seen in China, there hasn't been a lot of leverage. This is the first time you've really seen a lot of leverage in Chinese markets.
Right.
So this sell-off that you're having right now is having a much deeper impact than what you would have seen previously.
Is there is the market still up over there? Like, before the sell-off, I think the Shenzhen was up about 36%, so I'm guessing it's still up, what, 25% year-to-date?
I know it's up from the start of 2014, it's still up pretty substantially. Year to date, I'm not sure of that number offhand. I think it But I think, yeah, I think it's still up. I think it started the year at around 3,000. I think it's about 3,500 right now. So, yeah, I think it's still up for the year.
All right. So how's your 401k looking right now? Don't sell. Don't panic. Don't worry. Be happy. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number one, up next.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
A situation with Greece, and I suppose maybe I would turn both number two, which is the China market situation, and number one, the situation in Greece. I'd sort of turn them around and put them together. So as you listen to this excerpt from my Good Day program this past week, where I talked to financial analyst Peter Cohen about how likely it is that the financial problems in Greece will impact us here, my suggestion was in the conversation that we may be more affected by what's going on in China than we will what's going on in Greece.
I actually think that the Greek situation is not as bad as the China situation. But I definitely think that the situation in Greece is going to affect us here, but mostly because of hedge fund bets that have been made that Greece would pull out of this situation and their leverage bets. And therefore, when you have somebody borrowing money to make a bet that goes bad, they have to sell their other holdings in order to come up with the cash to pay off their loans.
All right, hold on just a second. Are we talking about Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or are we talking about Wall Street? This is their
hedge fund. Conceptually, there's no difference. But in fact,
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've said that before, and people say, "What do you mean by that?" No, it's the same thing.
You know, the interesting thing is that they've hedge funds have made $11 billion worth of bets that Greece would be fine, and of course, those bets are now underwater. And to the extent that they borrowed money to magnify the returns on those bets, they've been scrambling to sell other holdings that were more liquid in order to raise the cash to pay off the loans that they took on to make those bets. So I think that's put pressure on the stock market here.
How does that trickle down to the general economy, whether it's Europe, whether it's Asia, whether it's America? Can you play this out a little bit based on your experience?
Yes. I think it causes in the Greek exit from the Eurozone, if that's what happens, I think we'll have a less pronounced impact on the U.S. economy, because I think that that the Eurozone has been planning for this or thinking about this for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they've probably, you know, it's a fairly small proportion of the total GDP in Europe, which it's about 2%, $250 billion GDP of Greece, about 2% of Europe's GDP. They owe about 329 billion euros. I think that the rest of the Eurozone has been preparing for Greece to default, and therefore they probably set up some firewalls that will limit the damage to their economy. So it will not affect the Eurozone economy that much to which the U.S. is exporting. So I think that the effect of Greece pulling out of the Eurozone will be relatively small in terms of the effect it has on U.S. businesses and U.S. economy.
All right, so for another point of view on number one, as from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talked to correspondent Zoya Sheftalovich about the European reaction to the situation there in Greece.
So far, by all reports, Europeans have generally been underwhelmed by Greek proposals to resolve the bitter deadlock. Let's update that story, also some of the psychological reaction.
We had an appearance by Alexis Tsipras, the Greek PM. He came to the European Parliament and actually presented the case for why Europe should continue supporting Greece. It wasn't particularly well received in Parliament. He faced a lot of pretty tough questions, which he didn't really answer all that well as far as the pundits in Brussels are concerned.
There any sense that he's going to be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat, totally surprise his European counterparts, come up with something truly creative and addressing the issue, or no? Because he's just going to try to extract the best possible deal under the circumstances.
At this point, people in Brussels are really quite resigned to the fact that nothing really is going to change. So there is this feeling among the Germans in particular, but generally in Brussels, that the final kind of death knell has been rung as far as Greece is concerned, and that there isn't going to be any real movement before the deadline for some sort of change passes. And that's going to happen when there's a summit actually on this weekend, and we're going to see what really happens there. But people generally are backing, it's sort of 50-50 at the moment, but those in the know are saying that this may be the beginning of a Greek path to an exit from the European currency.
All right, so we've gone through all of the top 10 topics of the week. They are listed at DougStefan.com. The Greek debt crisis, that ring a bell with you as to the number one issue? Or what do you think? Immigration, is that number one for you? The presidential candidates, the Confederate flag issue, cost of health care, that would be number one with me. What's number one with you? Let us know as you review all this information at DougStefan.com. Thanks for being here, paying close attention to what's happening in the world of talk radio on the Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.